Is there any stronger pain than criticism? If you're criticized unfairly or even fairly, you might become discouraged and lose your motivation to move forward with strength. Criticism is like a lens which goes right into the heart, the tender, soft heart, and hurts it tremendously, especially if it's done by those who are near to you. That means other spiritualists, other devotees, other Vaishnavas. But if that criticism is done with love, then all of a sudden it becomes very sweet. Love makes everything easy. For example, the tough spiritual practices which some do during the month of Kartik, getting up early when the body still wants to sleep, completing your vow when you wish to do something else to entertain you, abstaining from certain foods when your tongue and your whole, every cell in your body is obsessed with craving. All this, which is from one perspective difficult, becomes easy if there is love, if you know for what you're doing this. I remember one incident where one of the nuns who served with Mother Teresa took an English aristocratic lady on one of her daily rounds through the slums of Calcutta. They washed a dying man, they renewed the bandage for a person who suffered from lepra, they wiped the tears of the children, they were with the poorest of the poor people, and so on. And at the end of doing this, the whole day, the aristocratic lady from England said, "I couldn't do this another day, even if you give me £1,000,000. The nun looked into her eyes and said, "Neither could I." But she does it every day. Why? Out of love for the people, or out of love for the Lord, whom she hopes to please like this. So in practical terms, it means that our spiritual practice needs to have the objective to please Lord Krishna. At that time, even difficult practices become super, super easy.